morning. We all know that the Yud Beis Chodesh Hashana corresponds to the Yud Beis Shvatim. We've just entered this week into Chodesh Kislev. And Kislev is Mechuvin Keneged Shevet Binyan. And what is the mazel of Chodesh Kislev? Keshes. And just to continue on from the theme we've been discussing every Shabbos since Shabbos Bereishis, the Eisora for Kal Yisrael, that we're now fighting a bitter Milchama with Yishmol. And there has to be a positive, optimistic note inside the Parsha, inside the connection to Kislev, Mazel Kislev Keshes, and Binyamin, in current events. I said 100 times, the Mashiach says, Yodei Bakol V'Yakolba is Gimatria Eftach V'Leevcha. A year has to go into Milchama with Bitochen, with Emunah, and through that we're Menatzeich. But just to point out, just before my introduction, Mazel Kislev Keshes is 1003, which is Gimatria, a pasuk people saying every day in Tilim, for Eretz Yisrael. Yikra'eni ve'eneyu ima anoichi b'tzara, 1003, 1003 is also the Gimatria, says the Hav Yisrael of visions. Kisei Malchus Beis David, we're preparing for the throne of Malchus Beis David for Mashiach, which is also the Mashiach says in Mesitecha, Ruchai Shal Melech HaMashiach is also 1003. So Kislev is a Zman Mesugal for Geula and for everything that we need. And you see in Kal Yisrael, there's such a Hisoirus at the moment of Tshuva, of Tzfil, and Agli Mashiach, etc. Friends of mine told me in Eretz Yisrael, the Chabadnikim went to put on Tzfil in an army base. You know, usually you get you get hundreds of people. They can only find one guy. Why? Because all the other chaylim very put on in the morning themselves. It's like unbelievable. And everyone is like, everyone sees Epis, that they can hear the footsteps of Mashiach, and Epis to grow, to change. And I thought to myself, what do you know about Binyamin? So we know the Beis HaMikdash is built in Yerushalayim, last time I checked. Right? And that's in Chelek of Binyamin. Kiloshna Gemara in Menachas Dafnun Gimel, David says, Yova Yedid ben Yedid, V'yivne Yedid li Yedid, V'chelko Yishel Yedid, Kadesh Yishapru ba Yedid. There's a Migdash, it's called Yedid, and it's built in the Chelek of Binyamin. How do you know? Pasuk says, Ul Binyamin Omar Yedid Dashem Yishkei Levet Tachol, right? Ben Ksef of Shachin, the Beis HaMikdash is in the Chelek of Binyamin. So Kislev, which is the Shevet of Binyamin, is Mechuvin Keneged Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But I've had a lot of Kislevs in my life. What's connected to this year? Tovshin Pei Dalet. Very simple. Yedid. What is the Gimatria of Yedid? Yud Dalet, Yud Dalet.
28.
Very good. Okay. Resident mathematicians. Yedid ben Yedid, V'yivne Yedid, Li Yedid, V'chelke Yishol Yedid, K'desh Yishchaper ben Yedid. If I want to go, that's the koyach of Yedid, right? The ultimate, when you time, you multiply. How much is koyach, i.e. Yedid, times Yedid, 28 times 28, koyach times 28. How much?
784.
Which would work out to be what year? How would you write 784, you telling me? Tovshin Pei Dalet. It's not my own vote. Dar LaMeir already said this 100 years ago. So Tovshin Pei Dalet is a Zman Mesukislev, which is the Shevet of Binyamin, right? In Koyach, Yedid times Yedid, Koyach times Koyach, Tovshin Pei Dalet is a time for Geula. And we all know generally the whole month of Kislev is brought in Sforim HaKadoshim. Is a hachana to the Yom Tov of
Chanukah.
Very good. Right? Hello? And Chanukah, we know that Reb Nachum Chernobyl tells us in Marinayim, is the concept of Arachti Ner the Mashiach, and the Zadim Tilim, praying for Mashiach. And he says two Ramazim on this. Is it Avram Avinu already said to a guy called Yishmol and Eliezer, remember going to the Akedah? Says Shvu Lachem Poi Im Hachamoyer. You guys who the Chazal say are Doimel Hachamoyer. You're Doimel, etc. We discussed in the past. Vani vanar nelchaad koi. Me and Yitzchak Yidden will go till koi, the 25th of Kislev, which is as man of Geula. Gerad, I saw the Hechel from the Hakal Yitzchak from the Spinker. He says, "You sit, you chamer, you sit po, right?" Oh, but the chamer, it says in Medrash is until when? Says, you know, there's no Arav. What do they do? You sit here in a chamer, and ani vanar nelchar koi vinishtachave vinoshuva. One second. What is the gematria of vinoshuva? Says the Chagal Yitzchak. I'll give you a hint. 358. What is else 358 in Judaism? You guys are pathetic. No, Mashiach. That from the chamer of Yishmael. Wait till there comes the chamer oni v'reichem ala chamer comes gul. That's one hint he says. Another hint he says that Yosef HaTzadik was also worried about this, and therefore when he meets his beloved brother Binyamin for the first time, Parshas Vayigash, he says Elikim Yochnecha b'ni. Says the Holy Rambam Nachum Chernobyl, this also remnes Yochnecha on Chanukah. Hello. And Chanukah is connected, I'm just adding in, and Chanukah is connected which? Binyamin. So I see Binyamin, Chamer, Yishmael, Mashiach, all interrelated. So what's Pshat? So I saw a Dover Nifla. Awesome. It's like mind-boggling. The Megala Amukis, Madura Tinyona, in Parshas Bolak, brings it up. He says, just like Yosef HaTzadik, Yedua, Yosef HaTzadik, Chazal Seyim Reishas Rabbah Rashi in Chumash, is the Sitnei Shel Esav, Dafka, when he Kasha Yolda Rachel is Yosef. Now Yankov says, we'll go home, because now I'm ready to face my brother Esav. So Yosef is a L'umaze of Esav, who had been his younger brother, who's a full brother, Binyamin, who's also Bibanea Shel Rachel. He's the Satan of Yishmael. Yeah? And therefore, when Yosef meets Yosef, remember the story with the Gevir? They put the Gevir in Antachas Yibinyamin? Hello? Ho Seife Tevis, Ho Ish Shin, Asher Reish. Well, I got 500. Nibsa Hagavia 571. What's 571? I've said this like you guys don't listen. Aksa. What is Aksa? It's the klipa of Yishmael. As in the Zmirus, every Shabbos you say, Tzivochin of Aksin. Tzivoch is Esav, Aksin is Aksa, which is the klipa of Yishmael. Therefore, Ad Hayoim, I said it 100 times. Because Rav Hutner said, Yod by Esav, by Yishmael, it says, Yod doi bakol viyad. That's the klipa called Aksa. You with me? Which is Begimatria 571, Ketev Mariri, which is also Sefi Tevis, says the Megal Amukis. Amukis is the Zedah, like the Kaldvorin Piel Yohan Novi. The Sefi Tevis Ish Bar Lo Yeda is 571, He Yishmael, the Klippa. And therefore, Rabbi Avram Shor adds a word, Binyamin, Beis, Nun, Yud, Mem, Nun. It's written 60 times in Chumash Choser, 7 times Mo. If you take the mealy letters of Binyamin Choser, it's 572, which is one more. In case you're a mathematician, 572 is one more than 571. That's the Gabrus over Aksa of Yishmael is Dafka through Binyamin Bimili. And therefore, in the Chodesh of Binyamin, which is Chodesh Kislev, there's a skula for Klal Yisrael to Mizgaber over Yishmael. By the way, I said before that Binyamin is going to get Yushalayim. Therefore, Binyamin Mole is 162, which is Gimachia Ayin plus Lev. Anybody out there? I already said this. Ayin, eyes, heart, worth. The Eber should tell Shlomo HaMelech when he built the Beis HaMikdash v'hoyu Einai v'libi sham kol hayom. The Beis HaMikdash is the ayin and the lev where the Eber gives his providence, his heart, etc., etc. So therefore, that is the opposite Hello? Of the clip of Yishma. Just to add one more word, or I'm sure it adds somewhere else. Vahafta. What's the gematria of Vahafta? You're not going to be a genius. 414. There's two basic avos. The avos Hashem, and there's avos Yisrael. How much is, for mathematicians in the audience, 414 times 2?
828.
And we said already every week last week that in the Golus Achron, the fifth Golus, the safe Golus Edom, there'll be the Ischabrus of Esav with Yishmol, Ve'elech Esav, last week's parasha, and he married Basmas Bas Yishmol. So Yishmol is 451, and Esav is 376. What do I got together?
877.
8. I can't hear it. But 827. And we said before that what? Hello. That 2 times Vahafta, 2 times 414, is 828. Again, once more, when you didn't have Avos Hashem and Avos Yisrael, then it's Mizgaber one more over Yishmol. Therefore, on Hanukkah, how many days, who's the mathematician, how many days are there in the 8 days of Hanukkah?
8.
Yeah? And Hanukkah, you have Oyer, right? Yeah? Oyer, 207. How much is 207 times 8?
1656.
Very good. You're on the ball. 1656. So the klipa of Esav plus Yishmol is nispatel chad betray in the month of Chanukah when the 2 times are. So now you'll ask me a question. I'm just playing around with you. So what is the message from this? Why is Chanukah dafki? Why is it mevatel the klipa of Yishmol? You don't got to be a genius to work out. Even I worked it out. It's very simple. If I was to ask you in the simplest person, simplest level, school child with short trousers, you know, going to Cheder, what is the central lesson of Chanukah? What's it all about? So every little child knows Chanukah is the yontif of Torah Shabbat Peh. Menorah is Torah Shabbat Peh, etc. It's like, you know, the first thing you learn when you're still in Cheder. Yeah? That's why, by Derech Agav, everyone knows the Mesos Kasher, why there are 8 days, there's enough oil for the one day, so it should be a 7-day miracle. So the Pichadrish famously answers, brought in Yosef and Simon Eter, that the first day is not for the Nes HaMenir, it's for the Nes of the Nitzach and tells us the Klotz Kasher, everybody asks, and goes to town on the Pichadrish. Good, fine, you want to celebrate Nitzach and Melchom, Gevaldi. Why with oil? What is oil going to do anything? So the Bach Al-Asar brings the famous brisa that a zoki, a renegade, a traitor, a perfidious person, who was like, the Yevonim have to call Yisrael with Misyavim Nebuch. So he told the Greeks the secrets. That Kol Zman Yidin have won, there's a certain mitzvah. When Yidin have this mitzvah, you'll never victor over them. They'll squash you, they'll vanquish you. Ve'ezeu, which is this mitzvah that ensures victory in Nitzachon over our enemies, that's Halakas HaMenorah. Actually, Alkin, all this forum Pe'ech would say, just because you had a victory in a battle, in a skirmish, you can't be convinced, like, who said, today is Azoyin, tomorrow will be Faket. When they saw the nest of the Menorah, right? Asher Alkein, they knew this Nitzachon HaMelchoma is dafka something which is Chuos of Yisrael and Netzach, and therefore they were Keveya, even the Simon on the Nitzachon HaMelchoma dafka through the Menorah. Everything revolves around the Menorah. And every now and then, Sosher is Bairich, Bairich is Niflo, the whole Yisoid of Chanukah is the Yisoid of Torah Shabbat Peh, therefore the Gemara says, Niyum Dafka Tess, it's Leinitin Likosev, Gemara says Esther, Lamazel Yashav, Ma Esther, Ma Shachar Sofkala Laila, Esther Sofkala Nisim. In fact, the Gemara Vika Chanukah, and it's the Gemara Nitain Likos. Chanukah is not part of what Torah Shabbat is part of Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the reason it's brought in Svarim. Shmoinus Yemei Chanukah is brought in Svarim is Gematria Torah B'Milui. It's all about Torah. How many candles do you have in? The 36 candles over the 8 nights of Hanukkah, 36. Connected the Lamed Vav Masechtas and Shas Kiyudu. Bimei Matas Yo Ben Yochanan is Gimatria, Ter Yisrael Peh, Matei Vitz Kiyudu, the hundreds of Ramot. That's why the Rama Meperek Dal of Yichus Hanukkah, U'mitzvahs Ner Hanukkah, Hi Mitzvah Chaviva Ad Moed. You don't find that Ushbach and Rambam, this mitzvah, that mitzvah, why? What is Ner Hanukkah Chaviva Ad Moed? Everyone knows, it's a classic, everyone knows, the famous Kasha, why did you need this whole miracle? Ganz Trask. With Chanukah, right? The oils were tummy. So the oils were tummy. Dinis tumuhutra petzibur. And the famous answer to Halachim Sofer in various Mekoyim says, Eina chanamet tumuhutra petzibur, but that's only for tumas mes. Ober chazal were geyser, that akuma metame kizovin. By ziva, you don't see any tumuhutra petzibur. Now Chazal, all the oils are tummy because they timu kala shmanim because they knew the nitzachet of Kal Yisrael tolly and menorah. And menorah is a symbol on what Torah shel peh. That's what they were trying to eat from Kal Yisrael. So Chazal at the time didn't know should they be mamid divrema. No, don't light candles, and therefore the Eibishter made a nes to be mara. The his askoma min hashemayim that bezin shel mailu paskin like bezin shel mato, right? And therefore the whole yontif of Chanukah is soiviv in this nekuda of the chavivus. What is called? What does the medrash say famously? Ki toivim doidecha miyayin chaviva like divrei sofrim yosir miyayin shel teira. The whole yontif of Chanukah is gebuyt. The whole miracle of Hatchila is built on the chavivus of teira shel peh. That's the general. Where does Torah Shel Peh got to do with all that we're talking about of Binyamin bringing Geula, etc., etc., etc.? What does it all got to do with it? So we got to look at this week's parsha after this Hakdom. For I don't know much about the parsha. I never get past the first pasuk ever, but like at the beginning of the Eile told us Yitzhak Ben Avram. Hello. Yeah. Which, by the way, I said like 1,000 times. What's the end of the Eile? Connecting. Vav is Moisev. Where are we connecting this to? What's the end of Parshas? Say Parshas Chayezorah. Al Pnei Kol Echav Nafal. The Nefil of Yishmol says the Balaturim, Remes and Medrash Chazal, Reb Mekaymes, once Yishmol falls, then Ve'ela told the Yitzchak comes Mashiach. Right? And then Ve'ela, the Vizhis Rebbe points out, is Nutrikun La Yehudim Hoysa Eira V'Simcha. Once Yishmol falls and Mashiach comes, right? And therefore, who is this told us of whom? Yitzchak, which every school child knows. Yitzchak is Gimatria, Nachamu, Nachamu, the ultimate Nachamu. We'll say to Yitzchak, Ki'ato Avinu, Mashiach comes, Pal Gelai, remember the Gemara? Yeah? And therefore, Yitzchak, what's the Sefer Tevis? Yitzchak ben Avram? Ha? I can't hear. Yitzchak ben Avram, the hero of this week's parasha, hello? Gimatria Ketz, because he's connected to Geula, this week's parasha. By the way, there's something very special in this week's parasha. If I were to ask you, draw me a picture, what's a central theme of this week's parasha? This is the parasha when Yankim Avinu and Klal Yisrael gets the brachas. Which, just, I'm throwing this out by the way, the brachas start with the words, V'yitin l'cha, V'yitin l'cha is Gimatria Yibona HaMikdash. Which is Gimatria Vayivin Le Bayis. Who builds the Bayis? Yankiv. The base of musical base like Yankiv. Which is Gimatria Mul Pnei HaMenorah. So all of these events, the third base of Migdosh, etc., it's all connected to the Menorah, to Yisrael Peh. Have to understand why. I can say a simple word today. Mamish, what a very, very posh after them. This week's Parshi have an event. Yitzchak and Rivka give birth to twins. Tumim. Hello? Who are these people? Yankiv Esav Amor Beparsha. Right? And then they grow up, Egel and Orim, and Yitzchak loves Esav, Rivka Heaven says Yankiv. Right? You do not have to be a genius to ask the obvious question. How could two people who are tzaddikim of the highest madrigi, Yitzchak and Eilat Tvima, Yitzchak is a Kaddish Mirechem, how could he love Esav? What's his idea? Why are you trying to give brachas to Esav? My dear, sweet, holy brother, I could tell you 30 answers without even thinking for a minute. Hello? And then there's a Zohar HaKadosh, which is like, Mamish. V'yitil Chalikim, Yankovino ultimately gets the brachas, says the Zohar HaKadosh, all of these brachas that Yitzchak gave him, Yaakov gracefully accepted. But he kept these brachas l'asad lovi. In the end of time, when there'll be these gefarlichim l'chomis, right? Kal Yisrael with these brachas, then he's going to press the button for the brachas v'itin cholikim. If at the time, I could take 1,000 gimachias with David HaMelech, with Mashiach, with everything, the whole parish is full of it. But So where did Klal Yisrael get brachas? Now, when he ran away to Padan Kum Brachas al Padan Aram, right? It says V'kel Shaka Yivorecha Yischa V'yafrecha V'yirbecha V'yitl Kal Amim. That's the brachas that Klal Yisrael used b'zman hazeh. Oh, but the brachas of Yitin Lecha, that is kept for Chevli Mashiach, for our generation, for us. Why? What? When? What are you keeping it in reserve? What's going on here? Now, there's two ways to understand Rivka's giving birth. In a previous year, I don't care, 10 years ago, whatever, I spoke by Rivka's a pilotic medrash, which I don't know where it is, but the Mekubolim, the Sfadish Rabban, bring it. I remember we discussed this, that answers 35 Midrashim and Kashas, Psukim, whatever, that Rivka did not have twins. Rivka had, remember that discussed this? Anybody? Next, no Rishon. You just destroyed my ego. Rashi tells us next week, Yitzhiya Sadik Ben Yeres HaRoshim. So a shir that I gave, at least leave a Roshim episode. Zero. Okay. So many years ago, I think it was Toshnayin Dalit, actually, according to my notes, I discussed an idea that it says in Svarim HaKadoshim that Rivka really had triplets. No, you don't remember this, anybody? First up and bat was David. Okay. First was David, then came Esav, and then came Yaakov. You don't remember this at all?
Nope.
I feel heartbroken. That was such a good schmuck. I'm like dancing with this word. I'm not going to speak about it now. The bottom line was Esav murdered in utero. He murdered David. And David is called therefore David. Mashiach is called the Bar Nefil. And I can teach numerous psukim and kapitel chantilim, whatever. And therefore he killed him. He really wanted to kill Yaakov, but he was too busy. David HaMelech was fighting for Yaakov, so he was busy with David. So David came out of Nephil, and therefore he became the Bechor. But he wasn't really a Bechor, because he wasn't Petarechim. Hello? The real Bechor was a Nephil. I'll get this answer. I'm not even going to... Achri Chenio, Achri is Muflik. Yaakov and Esav were born one after the other. What's the Achri Muflik? Cain is 70, connected to 70 years of that. And therefore he drank up the dam nida from whatever, because he wanted to kill out Yaakov by dam na ne karvanasa chol. Remember? Whatever. Okay, that's one mahalach, but I'm not going through today.
What did Yaakov buy from that?
What?
What did Yaakov buy from Esav then? It wasn't the
Bechor. You tell me. That's the whole story. By, okay, since you asked, Rabbi Fulton, the kids in it. By Mitzrayim, you may remember who died. Not only the people who are lachik b'chayr and peterechem, even if you're godl habayis, you died. Rashi says, hello? If David is an eifel and he can't do davayda, so Esav was what? The godl habayis. Therefore, that's Tratton Palsic. Michra kayyoyim, what kayyoyim? Strange word. Because this world is dehei, and next world is you. B'kar Hashem Tzorlo, right? Yeah, so this world is the Bechor, Elam Haba is the Bechor. Hello? The Emes is the same thing. Michar Kayyim. What's the gematria of Hay for any mathematician? Five. And Yud? So Lechura, Elam Haba is the Bechor. It gets Pishnayim. Hello? But this world comes first. I thought Bechor. Hello? The Emes is because before the Abish created this world, he's Boina Ulis and Machrim. So the other previous worlds are like Bechina for the Nephil. There's a whole, you got my drift. That answers your question. Think about it. You got what to think about today. Okay. But this is not the Mahalach I want to go through today. I want to say a totally different word. Because Friedman brings this, a Sefer Amudeh Shiva, one of the great Darshonim of Slutsk, brings from the Gal Yerazes, but Yalkut Ravani in this week's parish of many, where I see it all. I saw it in Zera Ber, Shlishi, whatever. But a different Mahalach, whatever. He says, there are how many of us are there in the three of us? In current lives of Shlesh, three. Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Yeah? The middle one is Yitzchok. And Yitzchok is Midas Hadid, Pachad Yitzchok. Yitzchok was supposed to give birth to two children, Yaakov and David. Does not lefid this medrash that literally. He was supposed to give birth to Yaakov and David. Why David should come from Yitzchok? Pashut. Because David is Midas HaMalchus. And Malchus comes from Midas HaDin. Din of the Malchus. So Din, as we discussed countless times. So, the Emes, the Zohar HaKadosh says, How many Ragli HaMerkova are there in the Merkova?
Four.
Which is Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, David. Four to be four, that's great. Four. So when Yitzhak and Rivka are having a child, they knew they're supposed to have children. Because from Yitzhak has to come Yaakov, and David, everything is wonderful. Norvat is a shikul problem here. If you remember, Chazal tell us that when Sarah was Nakora, Midas Adin, the Samachmem, was Mekatrik. He doesn't want Yitzhak to be born. Because Yitzhak is Pachat. And he puts his Pachat over everybody. And he shailed over to Samachmem and Katilei. And he's out of business. So he didn't want to be born. The Abishta overrode him, and Yitzhak was born. Right? Afterwards, it came to the Akedo. And the Samachmem was having a field day. You're going to slit his throat. Givaldig. That's just what he needed. Right? All of a sudden, there's an aisle coming the way, and we're going to make up the... Yeah? No. Nechaz besvach bekarnov, because the Samachmem is trying to stop this aisle from coming to the Mizbeach, to be in lieu, to be a tmura for Yitzchak. So he lost the gate. Now we have a aisle in lieu of Yitzchak. This time around, you know, twice... the Abish, the third time around now. But the Abish is like, Aguter, right? So what did the Abish do? At the Chfadreit Yitzis of the Sultan of the Samachmem, you're going to have this, you're worried about Geula. You're worried about, you know, why is the Sultan worried about Geula? Because the Gemara says in Sukkah, Beis, whatever, when Mashiach comes, he's dead, he's finished, he's a walking man, right? The Amish will come and shech the Sultan who has Sultan Yitahara Malchamovas. And he's dead. No one wants to be dead. Everyone wants to live. It's the law of nature. So therefore, the Sultan tried to, the Amish to fool the Samachmem. He says, don't worry. You're going to have David. There'll be David and Yaakov. You have your David and your Yaakov. But you're going to control David, right? You have good and bad equal 50-50, and the world will go on as whatever. What he didn't know is, instead of having David, the Abish sent Esav. To control an Esav, to control a Nazi, I'm not sure, that's what he's there for. So he thought he's really David. Asher, how can I understand? By when Esav was born, it says, Vayetze, Harishon, Admoini. Who else do you remember? You don't got to be a great Admoini. By David Amelach says, remember when Shmuel comes to anoint one of the sons of Yishai as the Melech, and he sees David, and he's also Kuloi Admoini. He says, Abish, this is a Ma'aritzeach. So the Abish says, Zov Zuchnish, Im Toivinai. Esav kills Tavka Petrush. Right? Mik pogroms. David HaMelech, who's the Mashiach, who's going to destroy Vehikah, Beshevet, Piv, etc., but he will be Imei Naim, based on what the Sanhedrin told him. I'll be Torah, not Hefke Petrushka. That's what the Eile told us, Yitzchak Ben Avram. Word that told us, Yankov Esav, Umre Parshat. Why is that? Why do we have to have this Drei? Because Avram Heilid is Yitzchak. When Avram gave birth to Yitzchak, the Satan, the Sabbath Mem, tried to mark it. And therefore, it came down into now, and instead, what do you have here now? You have Esav, right? But he thought initially, this is David, so I'm like, everything is fine. Hello. You gotta, the Samachmem realized, good is genannt, soft God. This Yitzchok is the one who's going to bring Schoik Osoli Elikim. Even though superficially he represents Midas Adin, however, he is the one in the Geula comes, Ojimola Schoik Pinu, and he will be the one who will bring Pal Galaik, Pal Galoch, he will defend Kal Yisrael, etc. And this Yitzchak is going to give birth to whom? Yankee. And the third Beis HaMikdash is Bechuvin Keneged whom? Beis Lekei Yankee. Right? And from there is going to come somebody by the name of David. Who is David? He's Mashiach himself. So you have the Pal Gilai of Yitzchak, you have the Beis Lekei Yankee of Yankee, and you have the David HaMelech. What do we say in the Zmir, in the Shanis, Yosef Omis from Elazar Kalir? Ish Somach Shmoy, who David Ba'atzmoy? So that's going to be a chutam mishulash, and he's totally out of business. And therefore you see, who knew this? Who knew that these shnei geim, one is Mirafeches for Beis Avodah Zarah, and the other is Rivka, Vateilech Lidrish Hashem, she didn't tell her husband. So Yitzhak is under the impression, who's this other guy? Yankov I see, Yankov Yishtok, sitting and learning. Whole day sitting in Bismedrish, he learns Ksos, Nesivis, Shachmaitis, he's fine. But he's that way inclined. Who is the other kid? Don't. So when I want to give the brachas, V'yitil Cholikim, which all the brachas for Mashiach, you don't got to be a genius to work out. V'yitil Cholikim, which is the brachas of... By the way, what time of the year does anyone remember?
According to
the
Pesach.
Pesach. Why Pesach? Lel Shimurim is Lel, which is Mishumer from Sheshishim Ebrachis. This is the time of Geula. Therefore, on the time of Geula, he gives the bracha to what he thinks these brachas of Geula. It's mamish that where all the colors come into the world. Chedet Tadas. Koyt Vedarda Tatsubiach Loach, etc., etc. The Ivit Elachim is mamish Mishmane Oret. Yeah. All the opposite of. All mamish Mashiach to gebrochus. Hello? Great. The fee is there. Just after this hakdoma, you can understand the chavort. I'm not trying to elaborate everything. There's a beautiful vort which is said either from the Baruch Tam or the Gro. It's far and bigger from both. Great mind, think alike. David HaMelech says in Tillim, Kuf Yitah, Sorim Radfuni Chinam, Umidvorcha pachad libi. Yeah? What's the problem? Sasa neichel and resecha kemitzu shalom. What's going on here? You all remember a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav, Ayin Zayin, that Shaul was going to battle against Goliath, whatever, and Shaul gave David his clothes. And you know what? It fit him perfectly. Which is a pilly ploy, because Shaul's mishich mil ma'ad gavoy. And it fit, Shaul got really worried. Who is this guy? Right? If he fits the big malchus, that means it's a bad omen for him. This guy going to take over him. So he asked Avner, who is he? Ben Mihu. What did he want to know, Chazal say? If he descends from Peretz, or he descends from Zerach. If he's from Zerach, let me ask Sarchosh. If he's from Peretz, which Mashiach is called Ben Parzi, then I'm in trouble. He's taking over the doubt. He's going to rule the show. So, all of a sudden, who was it? Doyeg HaDoymi, and then whatever, all the Mifibosh, what they say. Before you start asking whether he's Roy with Hogan Lamalchus, ask if he's Roy Lover Bekal. Because you know where he comes from. Rus, Hamayavia. And the Torah says, Loisavi, Amayini, Mayavi, Bekal Hashem. You with me? So far, so good? Okay. There came a guy. Somebody called Yeser HaYishmaeli or Yisra HaYisraeli, two different places, two different names, which they're really one. And he took his cherev, or the Benish Chai said, wasn't the cherev, the dagger. The Adoimim, the Romans have swords. The Yishmaelim have daggers. And all Arichas, he lived amongst Ishmael, he knew that. He says, anyone who will question this halacha, yidoker b'cherev, will be, or stab him. Kach mekublani mi beis dinoi shoshmol rabosi, amoini v'lei amoinis, me'avi v'loi me'avis. Who was this guy? This Yeser, alias Yisra, ha-Yisraeli, ha-Yishmael. So Rashi, he came from a place, a land called Yishmael. But the Malbim, Emes, it's a medrash in the Yalkut Shemini, deepest form. But Emes, he was a ger. You know from where? From Yishmael. My dear, sweet, holy brother. That's the problem of a bit of knowledge. To be very blunt. The problem of a bit of knowledge. I was also bothered by that. Hello? Because you learned the Archaim HaKadosh last week. I got it. The Archaim HaKadosh says you cannot have a ger from Yishmael or from the Knanim, right? Which is very problematic, or Chaim HaKadosh, because there was a guy called Uriah Achiti, which according to Mulch Merchal, he was a ger, and he's from Meniches, right? And we have here, I can tell you hundreds of questions. So you know the Yismach Moshe, I also know the Yismach. Look at all the Hayintik Titan, you could be a biggest Amoris like me. You got the right Sforum. Just look in the Sforum that are now Pirushim on the Arachayim HaKodesh. Peck, Sforum, Yismach Moshe, Mitah, to deal with it. Suffice to say, the Alter Rebbe in Torah Eir, can't remember where, I can find it in my book, I have it written down from last week, for sure. So I didn't say. He says, you don't find many Geir, you find Edoimim all over the place. Romans, Christians, whatever. From Yishmael's, the Alter Rebbe's Lashon is Echad B'Shmita. Once a Shmita. And this Yeser Yisrael, the Arizal said this. Look at the Torah. Where did he come from? You remember they threw your Zayda Avram in the Kivshon Oish? Right? Because, and from the Kivshon Oish, there was a Nitzot, whatever, that came through the Nochosh. By the way, hello. Anyone know this Yeser guy? Where did he come from? Who did he marry? Bas Nochosh. Who was the Nochosh? It's Gemara, no? Oh, he married the daughter of Yishai. Because the Gemara says, Arba Mezu Be'itir Shel Nochosh, and one of them was Yishai. So he was David HaMelech's Shvoger, to put it in contemporary idiom. Right? And when Avram Avinu was sent in the fiery furnace, which is the Indian of Asherei and Tisvum Ba'esh, through that experience, the three of us Akdoshim came to Misakin, the Chedei Tzedas. Keneged, the three Gimel Averis Achamurus, Avram, you don't gotta be a genius, came to Keneged Avodah Zor. Right? When he was thrown in the fire, right, he took out that Nitzutz of this Yeser, who later, when he, Yeser Ha Yishmaeli, when he converted, he's called Yes Yisra, with an Aleph at the end, because they came attached to Aleph, Aluf Yishul Olam, and he became a Yisraeli. You with me? But if I had the time, I would elaborate. So Kunt Uis, who was the one who was Keveya Daloch in the Bezin, that Amoini Vle Amoinis? This Yishmaeli, an Einikel from good old Yishmael. Hello, Fetty Yishmael, hello. Are you with me? What? I want to tell you the word. Whatever. Okay. Therefore, David HaMelech says, "Sorim rotfuni chinam." One akdom. The famous word brought in Rabbi Bechariah. A pasuk you all know. I think you should know. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe leim. Vayedaber leim. Vayedaber, he says, refers to Torah shebiksav. Hebrew is Lashon Kosher. Because I read the Chumash and I'm clueless what's happening here. Lema, Amira, Lashon Raka, that's Torah Shel Peh, which explains for Lashon Kerkenu what's going on in Torah Shel Peh. That's what David HaMelech says. Sorim, Rodfuni Chinam. The Sorim. Who is it? Mifi Poishas, and there you get Doimi. The Roid of David, that is also Lavi Bekal. Umi Dvorcha Pochad Libi. Icha Meir from Torah Shel Peh. Ksav, because what the Torah says, in the Gemara, Yivamas, when he says Amoni vle Amonis, if Ihochi Mitzri vle Mitzris, Mamzer vle Mamzeret, Torah is written Lashon Zocher. It's only because you have Torah Shabbat Peh that you know David is Mutter Bekol. Mayavi vle Amonis. Tzarem Radfuni Chinam Umidvorch from Torah Shabbat Pochad Libi. Sosa noichi, alim rasecha. If the Torah shall bear, then you matter David Amelach. Meirdik, meirdik. Gros says this. Baruch Tam says this. Therefore, I go back to the beginning of the parsha. V'yodei echezes, because he is holding on to the guy's this akev, right? Therefore, whatever. Everyone knows. I said a thousand times. V'yodei echez be'esav, because which neshama was inside of Esav? Rabbi Akiva, midei abir yankiv oisius, Rabbi Akiva, hello, and he wants to be moiti that, because when you moiti, Rabbi Akiva, kulu, aliba, to Rabbi Akiva, every Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh, is all even to Rabbi Akiva. By the way, derech agav, there's another whole vort, which I got no time to elaborate. You remember Rashi says, who is the shnei goyim v'vitnech? Rabbi and Antoninus. There's a billion gayim from, what's his name, Rabbi and Antoninus? You remember a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nunvov, where the Gemara says, Rav says, Rebbe the Nofik who remembers Gemaras? Rebbe the Nofik mi David Hafach Bischusik. Rebbe, who comes from David HaMelech, the royal family, right? Zera Hill is Mahapich Bischusik the David. He's Mahapich in the schus of they didn't sit. What is the Lashon Mahapich? Mahapich. It's a very weird, like strange expression. Mahapich. This answers many other questions. The bottom line is, what do you know about Rebbe and Antoninus? Besides the Shnei Goyim Bevitnich. You remember the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud? Hello? That the Romans, Yimach Shemam, they made a Gezeira, a Jewish child, an Altamal. Right? And his mother became friendly with the mother Antoninus, and they switched the babies. Does that remind you of anything? David HaMelech was switched, Esav and David switched. Therefore, later in history, Rebbe and Antoninus switched. She's Mahapich B'Shusay, just like he was switched. Therefore, just like David HaMelech was switched. Right? Kumt Oyus from Kol Hanal, that who was the one who was like the Siba, the Sabbath of Kol HaSibas, the Abishu Beik said, who is the one who's Mahapich B'Shus? That David is Mutter B'Kol, Dafka Ger from Yishmol. So I thought to myself, why did I forget from Yishmol? I'm not going to elaborate. If you look in Rav Hutner, in the Mamori Pachad Yitzchok, in Sukkis, Simen Samach Bey, it says a myriad of words. There's Yishmol, the Muslims, and the Nazir. What are the difference? How are the difference between the two? You remember when Rav Hutner was kidnapped? I said to you, Rav Moshe Zechazadokosra came to the airport, the JFK, to greet him. And Rav Hutner said, when he was hijacked in Jordan, El Tovshin Lamed, whatever it was. He said, I could see in the eyes of the robber, Yimach Shemam, I could see in them they're still raging with anger over the Goresh as HaOma HaZoyis. All these thousands of years later, they're still... They realize that they've been dispossessed. They lost the Yerushim. Kumt Ois. Yishmol is a koifer and the Notzer are a koifer. What are Noitzer Makoifer in? They're Koifer in the Bible? On the contrary, they quote chapter and verse in the Bible. And, yeah? They're Koifer in Teresh. I've had the time, I read the whole idea of Yeshu is the same letters as Esau, but the whole Arichus, but they were Koifer in Teresh Baal Peh. Says Rav Hutner, Yishmol is Koifer in who? What? In Teresh B'Ksav. In Teresh B'Ksav, it says, Goresh is Ahamazois. So Dafka the Ger from Yishmol is the one who's Mahapich Bischus to show that David HaMelech is what? Is multiple. Hello? Kumt Ois. Think about it. Which is the month, the Yontif of the that we celebrate Teir Shemal Peh? Kislev, that's Chanukah. Now I understand why Chanukah, Mazel, Kislev, Keshes. Why Chanukah, the Shevet of Binyamin, which is the Shevet of Yerushalayim, the Shevet of Geula, right, is all connected to what? Teir Shemal Peh. Therefore, in this month, the Eile, Lehudim Hoysa, Eir of the Thank you.